الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروا بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله خيرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected حفاظ elders mothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Foremost, we begin to commence with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and South Africa faces as we speak currently Sandton is on a shutdown on the basis of the topic that I'm going to speak to you today about the violence against women and children. Those of us who perhaps follow the media, South Africa had a hell of a week. South Africa, a hell of a week. Starting from these epic attacks, the various parts of the country, together with the various cases that were brought to the authorities in terms of the violence that was perpetrated against women and children. With the rate of homicide as childhood and domestic violence far above those of countries. The problem of this violence is undermining our nation's economic, social development. Friends, the problem is so severe that people from all walks of life, regardless of their socio-economic status, regardless of their status, ethnicity, their religion, their age, they all are affected with this problem that South Africa is in. Preventing and reducing the level of violence against our mothers and sisters has been a missing piece in the national transformation agenda of our government. It needs to be addressed vigorously as a national priority. Just to give you an idea of how severe this problem is, and don't think so that we living in an Indian community are not afraid by it. You are surprised that this problem is within our communities as well. My friends, just to give you an idea, the Medical Research Council's latest statistics in this regard show that one woman is killed every 8 hours by her partner in South Africa. Statistics reveal that over half of the women in Gauteng, 51.2%, have experienced some abuse, be it emotional, be it physical, in their lifetime. And also, 78.3% of men in Gauteng alone have admitted to perpetrating some form of violence against women. That's a staggering number. My friends, 28%, you know, I feel so difficult to even mention these words. And somebody asked a very pertinent question on one of my groups that, and he said, how do we relate to people type of facts? And I mentioned, well, it has to be said how it has to be said. So even the words sometimes for me is so difficult to pronounce. The words such as sexual violence, words such as rape, these are so hard on tongue. Leave the steps, you even feel ashamed to mention these words. But 28% of men in Gauteng alone have reported to have raped somebody in their lives. My friends, 3/4 of men who rape do it for the first time, and these are men who are under the age of 20. They rape victims more than a third of the girls in our country have experienced some sort of sexual violence before the age of 18. Unwanted exploitation by men who are, I don't know, permissive. What's the word that used? 15% of children report occasions lives. 15% of children have reported incidents of their life when one or both of their parents intoxicated. They were drunk. They drank, or they used substance abuse. And in the process, they harmed their own children. One in two children experience emotional abuse, neglect, or violence against their mothers at home. Children witness this. They see how their father lifts his mother, which they friends, excuse me today, but which men can lift his hand on the woman who bore children for him, and then at night he wants to take benefit from that woman. A'udhu billahi min thalik. May the earth open for men like that. May Allah's curses be on men like that. That you bend from the woman at night, in the morning you slap her. That mother who bore your children. My respected elders and friends, the most immediate impact of violence on health is seen in our health facilities, where an estimated 1.75 billion people annually seek health for care are related to injuries because of violence. 1.75 million visit our care facilities, mostly women and children, because of violence that have been perpetrated. Tendencies and substance abuse are some of the common problems that society face. Children who have been exposed to violence are at risk of suffering from depression, suicidal intentions, even becoming depressed and the outcast of society. My friends, what is the Islamic solution to this? Why is it violence exists both in Muslim and non-Muslim societies? The position of Islam, the kind treatment of women, is very clear. And is mentioned in the Noble Quran and exemplified through the life and the character of none other than Habibullah Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the Quran say? What's the Quran say? The Quran says, the nobler among you in the sight of Allah is the more righteous among you. So righteousness does not mean only in the masjid. Your behavior at home, your behavior in the public domain, can speak a lot about the type of person that you are. The behavior when you are transacting with people in of honesty. That is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, the second Khalifa of Islam and the second most venerated personality of Islam after the Nabis. What did he say? He said, don't be fooled. Even Shaitan was afraid of. What did he say? Don't be fooled by the behavior of a person when he comes to the house of reading salah, taking that as a yardstick of his business. Glean and examine and x-ray his behavior, his character and his akhlaq and his honesty in dealings. And if that you can tick, and if that is correct, then yes, he is a righteous person. My respected elders and friends, the Nabi of Allah said the perfect. Listen to these words. The perfect of believers in belief is that person who is the best in character, and the best of you are those the best to the woman. The best of you are those the best to the woman. He understood from these narrations and made this. That the husband's treatment of his wife reflects his good character, which in turn is a reflect his faith. My friends, the Nabi of Allah exemplified how one should be good to his wife. He should smile at her. He should. When you walk into the home, my respected friends, make salam and smile. Make salam. Wallah, it creates such muhabba that you cannot believe. Hug your wife, hug your children as soon as you come back from work. Show them that you are there for them. Don't be like that person when he went after Jum'ah He went home and he had his wife and he carried her and he showed affection. And the wife was surprised. She said, you never did this for the past 40 years of our marriage. Why all of a sudden today you're doing all this show and tamaha that you're doing today? You're carrying me and you're showing me love. He said, no. I came back from the masjid and the imam said, I must carry my burdens. Support. She's everything that you ever hold dear to you. So he should smile at her. He should hurt her, be it emotionally or physically. He should remove anything that harm her. He should gently and he should be patient with her. He should communicate effectively. He should involve her in decision making and support her in times of difficulty. Allah instructs mankind to treat them to the best of their ability. Allah says in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Listen to this full advice. Allah said, Allah mentions in the Quran that live with them in kindness. Get the advice thereafter. Amazing. That Allah says, even if you dislike them, perhaps you dislike something. Allah is something. Which Allah has placed something good in, you might dislike. At the end, it might turn out something good for you. When you see a shortcoming, when you see a fault in your wife, or your partner, or your children, look at yourself and ask yourself, how many shortcomings do I have? When you want to focus on the negative, focus on the 99 positives. My respected elders and friends, Abu Huraira radiallahu has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believing should not hate a being human. If he dislikes something in his character, he should be pleased with other or another trait of his. Yes, Allah has made them emotional. Allah has made them such that they cannot carry much in terms of how men be burdens of this world. That is why they need to be nurtured. They need to be guided. And that guidance can only come with kind affection. My respected elders and friends, for any relationship to prosper, each party should focus on the three leads to violence. My respected elders and friends, there was a beautiful saying that I came across. You know, this that we can say and we can out, but how do I stop this against women and children? How can I contribute to society? Decide today not to look away. Don't be a bystander, and don't be silent. Don't be a bystander, and don't be a silent. You see, somebody came. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he who works hard fulfill the needs of the widow and the indigent is like a in the path of Allah. Is like a made in the path of Allah. The narrator, the Nabi of Allah, he is like the person who stands in prayer without tiring. And like one who fasts continuously and does not break his fast. One who brings Look at the status the Nabi of Allah gave our mothers and sisters. One who brings two girls from their childhood until their maturity. One who brings up two girls. If Allah has blessed you with more, it will apply as well. One who brings up two from their childhood and maturity with justice, with fairness, on the day of resurrection. Close proximity to me, like the two fingers of the hand, and the Nabi of Allah joined his hands together. SubhanAllah. Which region will teach you? That bring up your daughters with love and with kindness and with affection. How do I stop this violence? Don't taste away. If you are emotionally, physically abusive to your partner, then you need help. You need to seek urgent help. Provide support to those who are abused. With the violence, oppressed, and the oppressor. So Sahaba asked, yes, we understand how to help the oppressed.
But how do we help and assist the oppressed? The Nabi said by guiding him. And by rectifying his wrong. Try to understand your attitudes and your actions and which are those that might perpetuate and might abuse of women and children. Learn about this in your community, the entity that provide assistance to women and children. If a relative, a neighbor, friend or a colleague abusive to his wife and children, talk to him, speak to him, and take him for help. My respected elders and friends, the statistics of domestic violence in South Asia is alarming. The problem exists both in Muslim and non-Muslim societies. In Islam, a person cannot perfect his or her relationship. A person cannot perfect his or her relationship with Allah unless they perfect their relationship with others. Remember this golden principle, that you cannot perfect your relationship with Allah until you have not perfected your relationship with others. It is only attained through Allah's righteousness that Islamic principles contribute to the elevation of a society. As a believer, we must ask this question, that women are our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, teachers, our wives, and our friends. Would you let someone hurt their sister? Would you? Would you let someone hurt your mother or sister? No. So my appeal, keep yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't use it to abuse a mother or a sister of somebody else. To leave you, I'm going to take minutes of your time. My time is up. But just to make you understand how, and it's amazing the person who authored this, may Allah reward him or her, manner in which they authored it. Nabi of Allah was born in the lap of a, come talk to me, of a woman. He was delicate, tucked up and nursed by a woman. The first person, his beautiful and illuminated smile, woman. Mother passed away in Abwa, tearfully came back to Makkah with a woman. When he returned from Hira, the first person who covered him with a cloth was a woman. The first person he spoke to after his separation was a woman. The first person to believe in him was a Bolena, was a woman. The first person to make dua for him was a woman. The first for him. When he delivered his khutbah, the first person to build a minbar for him was a woman. When he left this world, he left this world vesting his Mubarak head on the lap of a you must mention this in your ever, that what Islam has given to the Nabi of Allah and what he has given to the woman. His lineage continued through today because of a woman. His final words were, final word, I give. It amazes me how still some of us don't know the rank of a woman. It amazes me how some of us still don't know the rank of a woman. A woman is not a commodity or a toy amusement, but the real part to men who has the right of her own and deserves the utmost respect.
Two important announcements, listen, friends. Inshallah, on Saturday, we are fortunate to have a Quran Khatam Jalsa, inshallah, that will take place. After the Asr Salah, inshallah, between Maghrib and Maghrib. Asr on that day only will be a 25 Jamaat, inshallah. We have a brother from our locality who will be completing Quran, inshallah. Barak and blessed occasion. Duas are accepted at that time, inshallah. Two very important elders, ulama of our country, Maulana Yunus Dias, as well as Qari Ayyub Ishaq Saab, inshallah, will be present as well, inshallah. So today after the Asr Salah, the probe between Asr and Maghrib, inshallah, and after Maghrib, supper will be served. So inshallah, try to be part of this Mubarak sit gathering, inshallah. And then next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday,